Explaining what carbon capture, utilization, and sequestration, or CCUS, is, that's easy enough. But when it comes to how it works, things get a little more complicated. At its core, CCUS aims to capture carbon dioxide emissions from industrial facilities and either convert them to products or store them underground to mitigate climate change impacts. So that's the what. But the how is where it gets really tricky. You see, CCUS isn't a single technology, but rather many. It requires multiple techniques, each tailored to different industrial sources, to first capture point source CO2 from industrial facilities like cement plants or power stations, then compress and transport the CO2, and finally, permanently sequester it by injecting it into geological formations or converting it into products. And as if that wasn't enough, we need to do all of that safely, economically, and reliably. So the how really matters. Mastering CCUS is crucial for Canada and the world to meet emissions reduction goals, as highlighted by the International Energy Agency. Luckily, the world is working together on this issue. But with a global technology effort like this comes the need for the world's best and brightest to get together to discuss the what, the how, the where, the when, and even the why of it all. So you might be wondering, when the world's leading CCUS researchers, innovators, investors, and policymakers want to get together, what's their first stop? The GHGT conference, established in 1997, serves as the foremost international event on greenhouse gas mitigation technologies, and CCUS in particular. It's a key forum for discussing the latest in CCUS, rotating between North America, Europe, and Asia every 2 years. GHGT 17, set for October 2024 in Calgary, Alberta, and hosted by Emissions Reduction Alberta, continues this legacy. I think I speak for everyone at ERA when I say we are incredibly excited to be bringing this event to Alberta this year. A lot of hard work has gone into developing the conference, with major contributions from the IEA GHG team, ERA, and the other steering committee members. Right off the top, I want to give a huge note of appreciation to Mark Summers, whose leadership helped make this event a reality, as well as the rest of our amazing steering committee for all of the hard work they have done and are doing. But don't just take my word for it. Today, I'm pleased to be speaking with Tim Dixon, the head of IEA GHG and co-chair of the GHGT 17 steering committee, to learn more about this year's GHGT conference, proudly brought to you by Emissions Reduction Alberta. Here on Carbon Copy. Welcome to Carbon Copy. Today I'm here with Tim Dixon from IEA GHG to talk about the GHGT 17 conference that we are co-hosting in Calgary, Alberta this October. Tim, welcome to Carbon Copy.
Thank you, Chris. Very happy to be here today.
Really happy to have you with us. So to start, if you can please introduce yourself, the organization you're with, and your role in the GHGT conference.
Okay, well, my name's Tim Dixon. I'm the head of IEA GHG. We're an international research organization funded by 38 countries and companies. And we fund and that undertake activities in carbon capture, utilization, and storage.
Wonderful. We're really happy to have you with us today and to speak about the GHGT conference, which both your team and our team are working hard to prepare. So we're all eagerly anticipating as we get closer and closer to the fall. So at the start of our conversation, can you please begin by giving us a brief history and purpose of the GHGT conference?
So, yes, its purpose really is to bring together all of the work and activity going on in carbon capture, utilization, and storage around the world. We hold it every 2 years. And the history of it, well, it originally started in 1992, and its two conferences then merged, and it got its name, which is the Greenhouse Gas Technologies Conference, GHGT. It got its name in 1997. And this one coming up this October is GHGT 17. So we've held 16 of them. and this will be the 17th.
Great. And you mentioned you're with IEA GHG. Can you maybe speak a little bit more about your organization and your role in organizing the event?
Okay, so our organization funds research into the development and deployment of carbon capture, utilization, and storage. We've been in existence since 1992 ourselves, so we're the longest-standing CCS-related organization. We work, obviously, internationally. Our members are international from all around the world, and we work with all the other CCS organizations that there are. And our official role is the custodian of this conference series, custodians. But we work, each conference, we work with local partners, Emissions Reduction Alberta, in this case, and with our host partners. Every 2 years, we develop this conference. And it's in the CCUS world, it's pretty big because it's the biggest event on this topic. So with Emissions Reduction Alberta, we'll be bringing the CCS world to Calgary.
Very excited. Yeah, every 2 years with a rotating host, it's almost like the Olympics of CCS.
That's a good way of putting it. I like that.
We won't put that on the tagline, I don't think. But so you've been doing this, you said, for a number of years. We have 16 iterations to date, coming up on number 17. So based on, you know, your experience over the years running the conference and participating, who typically attends GHGT?
So it's quite a broad range of attendees. There are generally engineers and researchers and scientists, both from academia and from industry and from research institutions, but also policymakers and regulators attend as well. And I think we see more and more people from the private sector coming. So not just those in the research and development departments of companies, but in the project developers, the engineering services side, and the associated services that support CCS project build and development and operation.
Yes, great. And I know we're certainly seeing a shift in the CCS world from academia and technology development into this big project development cycle and project finance that you talked about. And so we're certainly excited to see the demographic shifting and very much looking forward to seeing members of the business community and investors, project developers at this year's iteration of GHGT. Aside from all the groups we've discussed so far, is there any specific group that you'd really like to encourage to attend?
Yes, anybody who's not been to one before. So in particular, in thinking about all the developments in Alberta, and broader in Canada, certainly all these, all the companies and individuals who are moving into the deployment side, please come along. If you might not have traveled to the far side of the world before for one of these, this one's in your backyard. So I'd particularly welcome you to come along. And there you're going to meet the rest of the CCS world. You know, we're probably expecting around 1,500 plus attendees, typically from 60 plus countries, to come and see what the rest of the world is doing.
Amazing. Okay, well, let's dig a little bit more into the specifics of the conference itself. Can you speak to us about this year's program and how it was developed?
So I can talk about it in a general sense because it is still in development at the moment. So what we do cover all aspects of the CCUS value chain: capture, transport, storage, regulation, policy, public perception, removals, carbon negative technologies, and all the different developments in all the aspects of capture technologies and storage and monitoring and risk. Everything you can think of, we cover, legal and regulatory. So the scope is as broad as you would want it to be to cover CCUS and engineered carbon dioxide removal as well. We managed to fit that into 4 days by having 7 parallel streams. We have 71 sessions in those 7 parallel streams, and we'll have about 350 oral presentations and about more than 500 posted presentations. I can't talk about the details yet because we're literally work in progress. We've just had the deadline for the submission of abstracts, And now we have 126 expert reviewers all around the world reviewing and assessing those abstracts. And then we'll meet later in March through the Technical Program Committee, and we'll take those assessments and those reviews and make them into the 71 sessions, 5 presentations each, to make up the 350 presentations in, you know, set into the subject areas and that the abstracts are in. So it's very much work in progress at the moment, but it will cover just everything you can think of relating to CCUS. And then in addition to the technical program, which that was referring to, we will also have 6 discussion panels, and we will have plenary presentations, keynote presentations at the beginning, and a plenary wrap-up at the end as well with high-level speakers.
Yeah, it's just a phenomenal amount of content, and I can tell you, I mean, I don't have to tell you because you're on the organizing committee with me, but we've seen all of that work going into developing the program and seeing the abstracts come in, and it's just been incredible to see. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, we saw a record number of abstract submissions this year, somewhere in the vicinity of 1,100 submissions. So it's been
indeed,
a really great response.
Indeed. And it's the highest number for 10 years. It's a key metric. It reflects the level of activity going on in CCUS around the world. It's a very organic process. We can't make these. These are coming from the people doing the work. And as we move from, as you said about the demographics, from research into deployment, and even though there's more commercial sensitivities coming into play with all the actors and things, still the abstract numbers are going up. And this is great, because this is what we want. We want sharing of all this knowledge and development. And so this actually is the highest number for 10 years. 1,127 is the precise number.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, I think you've covered it, but we'll get the question in anyways. What do you think attendees can stand to gain from the GHG conference experience?
This is the most important question, because this is why people would want to attend. So with all of this, and bear in mind this every 2 years, so all of this content is new since the last conference in 2022 in Lyon in France. So this is all the latest developments in all aspects of CCS being shared in presentations, in the oral presentations and the poster presentations. So what we have is a lot of sharing of knowledge, a lot of discussions. And I can tell you that what happens as well is that in the discussions, new ideas, new innovations arise. We really do see this. New collaborations go forward, and the world is better for it. And we really noticed this when we had to hold one that was virtual, fully virtual because of COVID. It was quite a lot of work, but we met all the standard metrics, number of presentations, number of attendees. That was all very good. So in a sense, we kept the momentum going through COVID when nobody could travel. But as far as I could tell, no new ideas, no new innovations, no new collaborations resulted from that virtual version. We had the one after that in Lyon. Bang, so much going on. It was absolutely fantastic to see. Even in real time, I was first-hand witness to a lot of new ideas, innovations, and collaborations coming out. So that's what attendees will get. They'll get inspired, they'll get new ideas, they'll get knowledge, and they'll want to share their own ideas and knowledge and experiences themselves, I hope.
That's so great to hear. And I really like your point about, you know, it's every 2 years. And so there's, I think, very few spaces that are moving faster or having faster change than the carbon capture and sequestration area. And so 2 years is an eternity when you think about the number of new projects that have been announced or are under development, the new technologies coming on, the new research that's out there. And so I'm really excited to see how that's all going to combine to provide a really tremendous suite of content and experiences for attendees this year. So we've talked about the fun part, the technical meat of the conference, but we do know this conference is happening in beautiful Calgary, Alberta. So is there anything exciting happening outside of the conference venue that you can tell us about?
So from my perspective, I'm excited by the site visits, because one of the benefits of coming to Alberta, there's a lot of CCS activity going on there. Again, it's work in progress. We're still to determine those, but there's such a good choice of options that it's likely that we'll have three different options on the last day of the conference, the Friday, three different trips to different parts of Alberta to look at parts of the Alberta Carbon Trunk Line, the Edmonton area, the activities up there, including Quest, and other activities in the region as well. So that's what's making me excited about outside the conference. I would ask you, Chris, if there's other things going on in Calgary at the same time of a non-technical nature that might be attractive to people.
Well, the fall is always a great time to visit Calgary. It's a beautiful part of the world. And of course, the mountains are, you know, an hour away. I'm an engineer myself, so I'm actually most excited about the site visits as well. So I'll confess, never miss a chance to get out to an industrial facility and see what folks are working on and all the great developments that are happening. So I'll be right there along for those tours as well. You touched on it already, but I think, you know, as we talk about moving into the 17th iteration of GHGT, and some of the changes and developments that have, you know, come to the format over time, and in particular, some new elements that are coming this year's iteration. Can you maybe speak to what's different compared to past conferences in GHGT 17?
That's a good question, Chris. And thanks to Emissions Reduction Alberta's ideas, we do have a new element, significant new element to this conference, and that is a strategic stream. So there'll be an eighth parallel session of content that is business-to-business focused. So looking at issues to do with the commercial deployment of CCS, business relationships, commercial risks, insurance, stakeholder outreach, de-risking projects, topics like that. So again, it's work in progress on the actual topics. But we're very excited to be having between 7 and 9 sessions on this. At the moment, it's called the strategic stream, if that's the final name for it, I'm not sure. But it's a business-to-business stream, in addition to the technical conference. And it'll be part of it, integral with it. They'll share the plenaries, same venue, same coffee breaks. Because one of the important things is our conferences bring, you know, researchers and industry together. This will be bringing the CEOs in as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, this is an area that's really near and dear to me and to us here at ERA. You know, we see carbon capture as a very much a cross-cutting technology. And so the opportunities for different sectors to learn from what other folks have done in the space is tremendously important. And as you said, Alberta right now is a bit of a hotbed of activity for new carbon capture projects under development or consideration. And so making sure that everyone's benefiting from the learnings of the folks that have, you know, maybe are a little bit ahead is absolutely critical. So we think this is just a great platform for that.
Industrial scale carbon capture. North America's first hydrogen-powered locomotives. Using drones for reforestation. Since 2009, Emissions Reduction Alberta has been helping to deliver on the province's environmental and economic goals by investing in projects just like these. Projects that pilot, demonstrate, and deploy clean technologies across our industries. Whether it's detecting methane from space, producing biogas from Alberta's agriculture industry, or one of almost 300 other projects in our portfolio, ERA's investments in these game-changing technologies are reducing emissions, lowering costs, attracting investment, and creating jobs right here in Alberta. ERA's funding is sourced from the Government of Alberta through the Technology Innovation and Emissions Reduction, or TIER, Fund, which is Alberta's provincial industrial carbon price. For more information about Emissions Reduction Alberta, visit eralberta.ca.
What do you see as the significance of hosting GHGT in Canada, in Alberta this year, when it comes to our industrial base, our, you know, provincial emissions profile, and the general momentum that we're seeing in the carbon capture area in both research and industry here in Alberta and Canada?
So Canada's always had a leading role in CCUS from the Weyburn project in Saskatchewan that started the CO2 injection for the CO2 EMR flood and the monitoring on that from 2000 onwards, and then the building of Boundary Dam project, operational from 2014 in Saskatchewan, and the Quest project further north of Edmonton. Very successful project there. I think that was 2016, 2017 operational from. So Canada's always had a leading role, and we're overdue in bringing the conference to Canada. The last time it was in North America was 10 years ago in Austin, Texas. The last time it was in Canada was 20 years ago in Vancouver, 2004. So I would say we're overdue with bringing it to Alberta. And now, compared to 2004 and compared to 2014, there's a lot of activity, especially in Alberta now, with the incentives from the government, encouragement there, with the industry enthusiasm, with the natural resources of the geology and the emissions as well. So I think one thing that we really like to do as IHHG is to take the CCS world to where the action is. And I can confidently say that's going to happen when we hold the GHGT 17 in Calgary.
Very well said. Yeah, I absolutely love that. And I think at ERA, we're very proud to be part of bringing that conference to Alberta and, you know, using it as that platform to share with the world all of the exciting developments that are happening here and making sure that we can benefit from the best and the brightest in the space, right? So that's very important to us as well. Okay, well, we obviously have quite a bit of work, you and I and the rest of the team, leading up to the conference in October, but can you just maybe speak to what's next in the lead-up and what else people can expect to see as we get closer and closer to the event itself?
So, as I said, at the moment, we have the technical program being developed through our expert network around the world, 126 reviewers, with yourself, Chris, and the rest of the steering committee. In the next 2 months, we'll be starting to work on the keynote speakers and the plenary speakers, and we'll be able to announce those. We'll be able to announce the technical program. The intention is that can be announced in May, by the end of May, so that everyone can achieve the registration before the early bird ends after that date. But also, we will be announcing the tours, the field trips. We'll be putting in place the social program, which will include a conference dinner. There's going to be a reception specifically for students in general, and specifically the students from our IAGHD International CCS Summer School, of which we've got over 700 alumni now. It's always great catching up with them in person at these events. And I'm very much hoping that we're going to have confirmed the keynotes who'll be doing the welcoming to the conference. And so, you know, it was a great pleasure for me to meet Premier Danielle Smith and Minister Rebecca Schultz at COP28 in Dubai. There was an Alberta Canadian specific VIP CCUS evening event, and it was great to meet them there and share, you know, my enthusiasm and our enthusiasm for this conference coming to Alberta. And I sense that their enthusiasm for hosting it as well. So hoping to have their involvement in the opening of the conference as well.
So there should be a steady stream of news and announcements coming between now and then to build the anticipation. And yeah, I'm particularly, you know, looking forward to being able to share publicly some of the things we've been working on behind the scenes when it comes to programming, speakers, all of the great tours that are going to be happening. It's shaping up to just be a really tremendous experience. So looking forward to getting that out there into the world and seeing how people respond. Well, my last question for you is really about, from the perspective of our listeners and folks who might be considering attending the conference. I think you've already said, you know, you want to see new folks come who haven't come before, but do you have any other tips for anyone who might be thinking about coming to the conference this year and how they can get the most out of it?
Yeah, sure. At the company level, come and sponsor. We welcome sponsors. We've got some great sponsors already. You sponsor, you get your name associated with the conference and get involvement that way in associating with this in the biggest CCUS event that there is in the world that happens. On an individual basis, and there's exhibit opportunities as well, I should mention that. On an individual basis, It is a very busy conference. You know, 7 parallel technical sessions plus the strategic stream. So when we publish the technical programs, look at it in advance and plan your time wisely. And there's a lot of energy in the conference. So come with energy, because they're long days. Then you'll be talking to a lot of people. You'll be getting a lot of information. So come with your own energy, ears, and ideas, and share.
Wonderful. What a great note to end on. I think that's it for my questions, Tim. Anything else you want to share with our listeners before we close out today's episode?
Just thank you very much, Emissions Reduction Alberta, for working with us, for hosting this conference. We're really looking forward to coming to Calgary and bringing the CCS world to Calgary and seeing all of the new developments and the site visits. We enjoy it ourselves, even though, as you said, it's hard work behind the scenes, but we really enjoy the final product.
Absolutely. And likewise, you know, we're very grateful to IEA GSG for the opportunity to co-host the conference this year. And I think I echo the sentiment that it's been tremendous fun putting it together, and we're really looking forward to the end product. So looking forward to seeing everybody in Calgary in October.